Hi, it's the Talking Data podcast time, and this is Jack Vaughn for Search Data Management. I'm with Ed Burns for Search Business Analytics. Ed and I took a hiatus in July, but we're convocating again here in August and for Search Business Analytics. And again, we're talking about data. Ed, analytics is increasingly, it seems to have to do with prediction and AI and machine learning, and in some ways, cloud vendors are leading the charge here. You recently wrote about that. The article was Google's cloud-based platform aims machine learning AI at the enterprise. Yeah, and I know it was kind of interesting. Amazon was selling to consumers, selling books, and had all these compute cycles laying around. They started a cloud business, but and enterprises and small companies have used it to do data and even to do analytics. Google, on the other hand, is playing somewhat catch-up. That seemed to be one of the elements of your story. What did you see when you looked into these issues?
Well, yeah, I thought that this trend of these typically more consumer-focused companies moving into enterprise analytics, I thought it was a pretty interesting trend that was worth covering. And, I mean, there's just a lot of action going on around all of this. I mean, it's happening at a time when we see a lot of companies moving away from on-premises data architectures and moving a lot more into the cloud. I was just looking over a recent IDC report that was saying that over the years from now until 2020, investment in on-premises investment in cloud big data systems is going to increase 4.5 times faster than on-premises big data platforms. So everyone's moving to the cloud. That's no secret. But so as this is happening, it was kind of an obvious idea in some ways for Amazon and Google to step in. I mean, these companies have from their consumer computing platforms, they have just tons of massive data centers sitting around, and obviously tons of experience maintaining them. So it's kind of a natural transition to offer those services that they use themselves internally to external enterprise customers. And
are there issues there? Because of course they've had success with consumers, but what are they doing to make things happen on the enterprise side?
Well, sure. And so this is one of the hang-ups that one of the sources that I spoke to for the article that you mentioned, Brian Hopkins, a Forrester analyst, said Google is facing. And even some Google executives have acknowledged it themselves that, 99% of people in America, when you say the word or the name Google to them, they think search. They just have very little mind share in the enterprise technology world. But so it's something that they're trying to fight back against and overcome for sure. I think the way that they're trying to do it is just by offering really broad functionality, offer some really deep tools. A lot of what Google is doing is opening up some of the deep learning tools that they have developed for their own products, opening those up to developers. And so, I mean, obviously this is pretty sophisticated stuff that a smaller scale enterprise, it could take them years of development time to achieve. And now here Google comes along and just says, here, use what we've already done. And so I think that that's a, it also in the same vein of what Amazon is trying to do as well. And so I think that that's a big part of what these companies are trying to do to sort of announce themselves as true enterprise software players.
And do we have any sense on the pitfalls, the obstacles? I think what they're looking to do, if I read the story and your comments correctly, is they've built tools, including machine learning, to look at all the data they've gathered. harder for a short guy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, that gets into kind of some of the other things that we've covered before in the past, which is certainly a huge part of this whole story, and that's the whole, you know, platform war that we're seeing from a lot of the big players. And so Google and Amazon are part of it, but then also you have to start talking about Microsoft and IBM. And so they're all creating these machine learning platforms, you know, putting out some really sophisticated functionality in the hopes that people will bring their data. And, you know, it's maybe kind of like an unspoken truth that, you know, once people bring their data to the platform, they're not going to leave for another one. So, you know, they get you to come for the fancy, shiny machine learning tools, but then you stay because you're just kind of stuck there.
Ed, what are the companies working on right now that might show up in the way of products soon?
Well, I think across all of these companies, I think it's particularly true for Microsoft and Amazon. I think it's a huge part of their sales pitch. Again, you know, what they're how they're trying to sell themselves to the enterprise, but it's also true for some of the other players we mentioned. I think really the main thing is just even more automation. That seems to be the main key here. Just trying to make it as seamless as possible for people to bring their data in, get it into the right format that it needs to be for analysis, and then just have some kind of like one-click machine learning functionality. I don't know that too many companies are really there yet, but you know, I spoke to an executive from Google for the story, and you know, I also spoke to an executive from sort of a related player, Good Data, and both of them told me that this is the top priority. The goal is to, you know, we're not saying that the days of people writing code to perform machine learning and that sort of thing are in the rearview mirror, but I think that is kind of the vision that people are working towards, and it's the same thing that we saw in BI, I think, you know, just the idea that the business user is probably in the best position to make a decision on data. And so let's give them the tools to understand their data and make use of it. And so I think that the same kind of thing is starting to happen with machine learning. As sophisticated and complicated as machine learning can be, it seems like a real major focus for these companies to design tools that are simple enough to let virtually anyone use it and get some kind of answer out of it.
Well, it is an interesting time. The of course, Diane Greene joining Google was a nod to the enterprise, and a lot of us who watched things over the years saw her take VMware from a small sort of developer-oriented company to a large enterprise undertaking, and are interested to see what she can do at Google, which is known for knowing more than everyone else in the room. They do need, I think, to take advice from people with experience in the enterprise. On the other hand, of course, we are going through a big change in the status quo, because lines of business are calling the decisions almost as much as the enterprise world of IT once did. I know this has been a big theme in your coverage, Ed, and we're anticipating more. I'd like to thank our readers, or our audience, for being with us today, and look forward to the next edition of the Talking Data Podcast.